At 4:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner spoke out about a letter sent by the chairman of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee regarding immigration status and crime in Philadelphia. Krasner says the letter is nothing but a deflection in an election year.
Jim Jordan, you and your party's upside-down, hateful mass deportation policies are discriminating against U.S. citizen defendants and all victims by favoring that very small number of undocumented people who commit serious crimes, and you are at the same time stepping on the nonviolent, hardworking immigrants who contribute to American society.
Krasner says he believes the Trump deportation policy isn't fair to victims of crime who don't see their assailants convicted and is unfair to those contributing to society who are deported for minor offenses. Well, at the Jersey Shore, the incumbent mayor of Ocean City just won a fifth term, WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Mayor Jay Gillian was thrust into the spotlight after his family amusement pier went bankrupt, followed by his personal bankruptcy. He ran a campaign saying that had nothing to do with his running of the city and beat Councilmember Keith Hartzell by about 300 votes. Realtor and former council president Pete Madden finished third in the three-way contest. The official count will have to wait for mail-in ballots to be tallied, but they're not expected to change the outcome of the unofficial count. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Right now, along the shore in Jersey, 63 degrees. Currently in Atlantic City, some breezy conditions there. Princeton sitting at 70, Rehoboth Beach at 62, and in Center City, Philadelphia, some clouds and some light winds, 71 degrees in the heart of Philly. We are expecting increasing cloud cover as the day progresses. Overnight, that is when some showers move through. We're expecting rain around maybe 10 or 11. Looking ahead to tomorrow, well, patchy sunshine and cooler temperatures. Highs for Thursday getting into the mid-60s. Then for Friday, we close things out with highs around 70.